Yeah, we're back on In Focus with Ron Wells, Riley County Commissioner from District 3. And we'll take your phone calls if you have any questions, 785-537-1350, because there are a lot of question marks right now facing local governments. And well, COVID-19 obviously making us change our entire lifestyle right now. One of the things we haven't discussed yet, and I know it's been a passion of yours in the past few months, Mr. Wells, is the status of the LAVTR. And I imagine right now that's probably on hold.
I just got some information from Senator Hawk the other day that the it's kind of just laying dormant thanks to the House of Representatives. They've have a group of people that have been trying to just completely do away with those. They just get tired of hearing from me and the other commissioners, I guess. And I talked to them this past summer, and that was why I hurried down there last year to try to meet with the governor or staff, because they told me personally to my face up front that there was just a plan to just do away with them, and they're going to stay. Chase is going to keep the money. Well, there's actually two accounts that totals a little over $3 million just for Raleigh County. And so I'm not going to give up on it. But right now it's not at the forefront. So once we get past this COVID-19, I'm going to do all I can to prevent these this group from doing away with those two statutes.
Right now, I think, you know, once you get through this, you probably have a really good selling point of why you need the money so much at the county level.
Well, I think that might be a big help, because we're going to be, and of course, this applies all 105 counties. Raleigh County is coming down the list of who would get the most money. We're down about, I think, seventh or so in line. Of course, Johnson County, Sedgwick County, and the big counties. It's based on the amount of sales tax going in and things like that. So we're one of the bigger players in that would get the money. And I know we're going to, you know, now, that said, Brandon, the one thing people need to remember is we need money to operate the county, but this LAVTR, those two accounts specifically say each dollar comes back to the county has to be used to reduce the property tax. So that's, there's a misconception that people think that we're going to take that money and go spend it. That money has to reduce dollar for dollar, has to reduce the property tax.
That's right. And boy, right now that would be a big welcome if we could do that with everyone hurting. What about dark store theory? What's the latest on that discussion?
We got an update last week from Greg McHenry, and you know, there's been so many things go on. I didn't retain much of that mentally. It's still out there. I can't give you the status of it right now. A person would have to check with Greg McHenry and get the answer on that.
Okay, fair enough. Well, obviously, it highlights a big reason, though. You know, obviously, that's an important issue as well, and you're going to be trying to scrape every inch of money you can, because we're going to lose a lot of sales tax. There's no question about that through this whole ordeal. So many businesses are still shut down.
Well, it's going to hurt, and that's why I still want to continue with, if the other two commissioners are on board, with the current half-cent sales tax just for road and bridge. We have an exemplary record with the show. It's gone to do exactly what it's intended to do, reduce property tax, because the projects that does are projects that would be bonded and go on property tax. And I, for one, I've got to come up with my second half by May 11th also, and I'd like to do anything to reduce the property tax, and so I'd like to see this half-cent continue. It's an existing one, and it's been very exemplary. We've done everything we said we're going to do with it. It's gone strictly into road and bridges, and of course, three-quarters or better or so of the Raleigh County residents live in the city of Manhattan, so it's also reducing their mill levy also. And so I'd sure like to get that on the ballot since the election year, presidential election year, and we'll get the most voters out, so the most people will have a say on whether we continue this or not.
Yeah, do you think there'd be support to continue that? Do you feel confident in that?
Well, I do, because anybody that pays many property taxes can look to see the benefit, because what we use it for, all the projects, we do routine maintenance and stuff. That's always budgeted. But these projects, like the bridge failed up at by Tuttle Creek there, we had to replace in an emergency. These items, that when they got done, all that money would be put on property tax. And here, this is it's been 2 10-year terms on this tax, and so we have a good track record to show how well it's been done. So I think continuing it for a third 10-year period makes sense, because it's going to keep my property tax down as well as everybody else in Raleigh County.
All right. Well, you talked a little bit about the election here just now, and I know are running again in 2020, and so is your fellow commissioner, Mr. Rodriguez. What how is campaigning going to look differently for you guys?
I'm really not. It's an issue, but I'm not concerned. Not even giving it any thought, because the first thing is to keep the county functional and operational and get past this COVID-19. And yeah, that's up to the taxpayers, the voters, I mean. And it's going to be a tough election year, I believe, because my personal opinion now is that the state election commissioner, or the head person in the state, I don't think must not have any background in elections, because he wants to continue with the way we're doing. And his answer to the problem we may see arise is just go out and get more polling places and hire more poll workers. Well, the problem is people don't want us in their buildings. We're having trouble finding polling places because of the COVID-19. And most of the volunteers are seniors, and they're concerned. So his statement, just go out and get people, that's not going to fly this year. And that's why we're pushing more for mail-in.
Yeah, and I know Rich Vargo is a very big proponent of that, always has been. But from what I understand, yeah, there's not much push for that right now. And you know, to me, that's a little concerning, because let's say we open up everything here tomorrow. How quickly, if we had an election 3 days later, how quickly are people going to want to go gather in a place? I can't imagine it'd be very many.
I think that's going to be the problem, because first of all, churches or schools or wherever we have polling places, they're not going to want us there, number one, and they're not going to want all those people there. We're reaching a deadline here real quick as far as doing anything else for elections, so here pretty quick we're going to be stuck with having to do our routine standard elections at polling places, and we don't know if we're going to have polling workers, because I know I'm a senior, and I certainly wouldn't want to sit there and deal with people in and out day after day, coming in, or on election day anyway, and advance voting, and make contact with these people, even with a mask and gloves on.
Yeah, and there's concerns. I know I spoke to State Representative Hyland last week, and he's got concerns. He's not a fan of it. And I've read other folks, I'm talking about mail-in balloting, that is, There's concerns, I think, with fraud, as there would be with just about anything. But can this be done foolproof?
You'd have to check with Rich Vargo on details. But yes, I'm worried about the mail in because of fraud. And I know we have people out here in Manhattan that think that these machines can do something sinister, and all that machine's plugged into is 110, and that ballot that's in the machine is put in just for you, and so you can influence your ballot. It would be a stretch for anybody to jury rig anything in the electronic world, but mail-in ballots, they could be manipulated. What if you lost a big handful of somebody you didn't like? I mean, I think they could be, and that's not a problem in Raleigh County, don't get me wrong there, but I think this year we're going to have to accept mail-in if the person at the state will let us do that. I think we're going to have to accept that, because I just think when the election time rolls around, we may have a small number of polling places or a small number of workers, and we'd have to get people in and out from 7 in the morning till 7 at night. I don't know how you could do that.
Yeah, it's a real dilemma, and yeah, you're absolutely right. It's going to be a question, and no matter how you feel on it, it's going to have to be brought up at some point, because what June 1st is the filing deadline, and I think the county clerks want to have ballots finalized around June 30th, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, well.
Yeah, it's tough. I know I'm going to do a mail-in this year.
Yeah, I think that's a sentiment of a lot of folks around here for sure. Let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll wrap up our conversation with Ron Wells, Riley County Commissioner, on InFocus.